Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a minute or so your way. We are on Shabbos 24. Don't mind the screaming baby in the background. I'm trying to let her wake up a little bit. The Mishnah says that one may not light on Yom Tov with Shemen Sarefa, oil of burning of impure teruma, which must be burned. Reb Yishmael says one may not light with Itran due to the honor of Shabbos. The sages allow all oils, sesame oil, nut oil, radish oil, fish oil, gourd oil, Itran and Neft. Rabbi Tarfon says one may only light with olive oil. This is like the idea that we talked about the other day. We want to make sure we have the best of the best for Shabbos. Don't get these gross cuts of meat, these gross cuts of chicken, ugly candelabras or the like. Get something that you're happy to see. You benefit from when you see, and it gives you nachas when you see, because Shabbos should be in our finery, not just our clothing finery, not just our dish finery, not just the candle finery, but all around finery. So if you have a choice of using gourd oil or fish oil, nowadays I don't think this is so applicable, but let's say you have the choice of using a candle that lights 30 minutes or a candle that lights an hour or 2 hours. The candle light of the Shabbos brings such a peace of mind to it, brings such a nachas, brings such an owning Shabbos, at least for us. So you should use the best types. Don't get the cheap ones, get the proper ones. The ones that are expensive, the ones not too expensive, but the ones that'll properly have you enjoy Shabbos and fulfill Shabbos in the best way possible, because we want to be Mekadosh the Shabbos Zachar and Shamar Shabbos as much as possible, to bring the light unto Shabbos and unto the world. And what better way to do so than in the best manners possible with the best materials possible? Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 25 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.